الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ أخذ الله ميثاق النبيين لما آتيتكم من كتاب وحكمة ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه قال أقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إسري قالوا وقررنا قال فاشهدوا وانا معكم من الشاهدين فمن تولى بعد ذلك فاولئك هم الفاسقون صدق الله العظيم. And just recall when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from the Anbiya, from the prophets, whatever I give you from the book and the wisdom, and then comes to you another prophet confirming that which might be with you, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ, you will have to believe in him, وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ, and you will have to help him. قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ, he asked, do you accept? وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِسْرِي, and you take the burden of my covenant on you. قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا, they said, we have accepted. قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, then Allah said, be a witness to it, and I am also with you a witness. This is called Misaqul Nabiyyin. Just as we have the Misaq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from all the spirits and souls of all the mankind. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Before coming in this world, the spirits were created, not the bodies. At the same moment, from the souls and spirits of the prophets, because when all the humanity was present at that time, the prophets, you know, they were also present in the form of spirits. So this was a special covenant that was taken from the prophets, which were to come in the world afterwards. That whenever I give you and I appoint you as prophets and messengers, and give you some of my book, and then the wisdom and sharia and so on, guidance. Then after you comes another prophet, and after him will come another prophet. So all of you must believe in him, support him, and you must help all the coming prophets who come after you. So this is actually being told to the Bani Israel and to the Christians, that you must accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he is now the last prophet who has come after Moses, after Jesus alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. فَمَن تَوَلَّى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ, so whosoever turns his back to this covenant after this, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, so verily they are the people who are transgressors, who are rebellious in nature. أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ, do they want to have another deen except the deen of Allah? أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وَلَّهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, although to him submits everything and everyone who is in the heavens and who is on the earth, طَعَمْ وَكَرْهَا, willingly or unwillingly, everything is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the worst kafir on this earth, partially he is also submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is subjected to the laws of the nature. All the natural laws are governing his life also. And these laws, they have been framed, they have been enforced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart is beating according to that law. It is not beating under our instructions. It will stop when there is the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually we are also obeying Allah in that part of our life where we have no control over ourselves. So everything is actually submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, willingly or unwillingly. أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ, and finally all of them will be returned to Allah. قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, now the like of this ayah was there in the 16th section of Surah Al-Baqarah. قُلْ, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say you, O the believers on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, we believe in Allah, وما انزل علينا and we believe in whatever has been sent down to us. وما انزل على ابراهيم and we believe in what was sent down to Ibrahim, wa Ismail, and also to Ismail, wa Ishaq, wa Yaqub, wa Al-Asbat, and whatever was sent down for Ishaq and Yaqub and his progeny, wa ma'utiya Musa, and whatever was given to Musa, wa Isa, and whatever was given to Isa, wa Nabiyyum, and whatever was given to all the prophets of Allah, min Rabbihim, from their Lord. La nufarriqu bayna ahadim minhum, the same words. We don't discriminate between even one of them. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ And we all submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ And whosoever will seek any deen except Islam, it will not be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْقَاسِرِينَ And in the hereafter, he will be the loser. He will be from among the losers. كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ How will Allah guide a people who committed kufr, who denied after iman? Now what does it mean? It might mean, number one, that their hearts had believed in Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ So as if they had believed, but now their tongues, apparently, they are belying it, They are denying it. Number two, there might be some people who in some moments, you know, might have said so also from their tongues that actually we have read, and there are traditions, there are ahadith to this effect, that the signs of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are present in Torah. So whatever I could gather from it was that such people accepted Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as prophet, but they didn't think that it is necessary for them to believe in him. He is prophet, but it's not necessary. We have our prophets, we have our books. As certain people even today say, that if someone is a Jew, or someone is a Christian, or someone is a Sabi, etc., etc., the ayah that we read in the 8th section of Surah Al-Baqarah, if he believes in Allah, if he believes in hereafter, his salvation is ensured. This idea prevails in the minds of some people even today, that all these religions, the Tawheed, And Akhirah, Tawheed and Ma'ad, Iman Billah, Iman Bil Akhirah. If these two conditions are fulfilled, the person will be salvated and he will have salvation on the Day of Judgment. But this is wrong, as I told you. After the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have faith in Muhammad and to have belief in Muhammad is necessary, absolutely necessary. So that interpretation is not correct. But here, كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِمَانِهِمْ These people might have been under the same wrong impression. They say, okay, Muhammad is a prophet, but it's not necessary for us to believe in him. For us, it is sufficient that we act upon Torah. We have the Sharia. Muhammad also says that Torah was from Allah. It is from Moses. Moses was the prophet of Allah, messenger of Allah. When we are following Moses, it's sufficient for our salvation. So this mistake and notion might be there between the lines in this ayah. كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِمَانِهِمْ وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ And they testified to it that Rasul Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is true. He is a true claimant when he says, I am a messenger of Allah. وَجَاهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ And to them so many clear signs have appeared. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ But now, even after this, they are not ready to accept Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and believe in him. Allah is not going to guide such rebellious people, such evildoers. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ These people, on them there will be the curse of Allah and the curse of all the angels and the curse of all the human beings, of the whole of mankind. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا And they will remain in that curse forever. لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ Punishment will not be diminished for them. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْزَرُونَ Nor there will be any period of respite for them. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ These ayat, you know, are very similar to the ayat number 160 to 162 of Surah Al-Baqarah. In the 19th section, we had similar ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah. I am only referring to this thing, so that point that I gave you in the beginning, that these two surahs are very similar to each other. they go to form one pair of surahs to which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given a common name, Az-Zahrawain, two very bright surahs of the Quran. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, except those who repented after that, وَأَصْلَحُوا, and they mended their attitude and ways, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا, but those people who reverted to kufr and non-believing after declaring iman, after attestation, then they increased, they went on increasing in kufr, in disbelief. لَنْ تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ, their tawbah, their repentance will never be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الضَّالُّونَ, and definitely they are the people who have gone astray. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ, and whosoever commits kufr, either already he is kafir, he is in kufr, or he has become kafir after becoming Muslim, he is murtad. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ, and now if he dies as a kafir, as a non-believer, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ, it will not be acceptable from one of them. مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا, although he may be able to present the earth load of gold, وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ, to ransom himself from this punishment of akhira. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, for them is a painful torment. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ, and there will be no helpers for them. لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, you will never be able to reach the level of virtue, the level of piety, unless you can spend for the pleasure of Allah those things which you love. Now you know the subject which was discussed in the Ayatul Birr, ayah number 177 of Suratul Baqarah. That is as if it had been condensed into very small form. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَٰكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. All this long ayah has been condensed. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, you will never be able to reach, to achieve the position of virtue and taqwa and piety, unless hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun, you spend for the cause of Allah, you expend and give away those things which are very dear to you, not the things which have gone out of use, now they are useless for you, they are old. No, those things which you love, which you like, which you adore, which are dear to you. Wama tunfiqu min shay'in fa inna Allaha bihi alim, and whatever you will spend for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows it, although you might have done so secretly, without telling anybody. As I told you, the wordings of the hadith are, when you are giving some alms, some charity to a person, whatever your right hand is giving, let not even your own left hand know it. This is the highest level. There should be secrecy. In sadaqat nafila, additional sadaqat. But zakah, that is farz, that is obligatory, it has to be given openly. But additional sadaqat-e-nafla, what we call, one should try to keep it and conceal it and not to announce it. كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, all the food, and does it mean the usual food that was being used in the Arabian Peninsula, all the food was permissible for Bani Israel, for the children of Israel, إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَ إِسْرَائِيلُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ, except that which Israel, that is Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he forbade for himself. Actually, as I told you, the meat of camel was not liked by Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. He decided not to use it. So actually it was a personal choice, personal like and dislike, personal decision. But then Bani Israel thought that this is haram, this is not permissible. And they were objecting to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims, how they are using, how they eat this camel flesh. This is haram in the Sharia of Musa. So Quran says, no, it has never been declared haram. And here are the wordings. مِن قَبْلِ أَن تُنَزَّلَ التَّوْرَاةِ, This actually decision was taken by Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam before the coming down of Torah. Torah was given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam about nearly 300 years after Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam. In Torah there is no injunction. Qul fatu bit Torati fatluha in kuntum sadiqeen. Now this is the challenge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. Bring forth Torah and now read it. If there is any injunction which forbids and declares haram the flesh of camel, then your objection is okay. But if there is no injunction in the Torah, then it is actually, Quran is giving the explanation. It was not declared haram by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was actually disliked by Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. He decided not to use it. And his progeny thought that it is haram. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was forbidden. When he declared certain type of honey, he decided, I will never take it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down those ayat which are in the beginning of Surah At-Tahrim. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak. Why are you swearing that you will not use and you will not eat something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared halal and permissible for you? Because the same mistake could have happened with the Muslim Ummah also then. Because an action of the Prophet, it becomes very important. People take it to be law. كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين. So bring forth Torah and read it if you are truthful. فمن افترى على الله كذبا من بعد ذلك. Whosoever forges a lie against Allah after this, then they are surely the unjust people. قل صدق الله. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has said the truth. Allah has told you the truth. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. So you should follow the practices and the path of Ibrahim, who was away from all falsehood. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was also not from those who associate anybody or anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as partners or equals. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِمَكَّةٍ. Verily and surely the first house that was built for people, that is for worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one that is at Makkah. Makkah and Makkah is the same word. Two pronunciations of the same word. Bak and Makkah, that was the word in Hebrew language for city. You had, you know, Baal Bak. Baal Bak was the city of Baal. Baal was one of their gods. So they named that city, city of Baal, Baal Bak. So Makkah, Makkah was the city, and this is actually, this has turned into Makkah. The only change in pronunciation, the city is the same. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِمَكَّةَ تَا. The first house that was built for people, that is for worship of Allah, is the one that is at Makkah. مُبَارَكًا, that is the blessed one. وَهُدَى لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and it's a source of guidance for all the worlds. فيه آيات بينات. In that house there are very clear signs. And one of those clear signs is مقام إبراهيم. That stone which was the station for Ibrahim when he was raising the wall of Kaaba. ومن دخله كان آمنا. And whosoever enters it, he is in peace, he is in security. This tradition about Baitullah remained intact even during the worst days of Jahiliyyah. There was shirk, there was kufr, everything. But this haram, this was a place of peace and security and tranquility. If you could find the killer and murderer of your own father in that place, the Arabs will never touch him. Because this is the place of peace. This is haram, this is for amn. مَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And it's the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the people, over the mankind, to perform Hajj of his house, Hajj al-Bayt man istata'a ilayhi sabila, whosoever can make his journey towards it, whosoever can afford the journey. وَمَنْ kafara, here again the word kufr is used. Whosoever can afford taking journey, and he doesn't commit, and he doesn't perform Hajj, then as if he is in the kufr, because this is farz. And if you are not performing farz, not fulfilling a duty that has been assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means you are denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are refusing to accept Him as your Lord and Master. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَلَمِينَ. And whosoever is committing kufr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't stand in need of anything of the whole world. He's ghani, anil alameen, all the worlds. There's no need to be fulfilled for him. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Say to these people of the book, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people of the book, why are you denying Allah? Why are you refusing to accept Allah as your Lord? Why are you denying the ayat of Allah? وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And whatsoever you are doing, Allah Ta'ala is a witness to it. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O people of the book, why are you obstructing the people from the way of Allah? Man amana tabghunahu iwaja. Whosoever comes to believe, you want to create for him conditions of crookedness so that he should turn towards wrong. He should go astray from the right path. Wantum shuhada, and you are yourself witnesses that this is the right path. This is actually the deen of Allah. Wa man lahu bighafilin amma ta'amaloon. And Allah is not unaware of what you are doing. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu in tuti'u fariqan min allazina utul kitaba yaruddukum ba'da imanikum kafirin. O you who believe, if you follow, if you act upon the advices, ita'ah in Arabic means to obey, and to act upon the advice of some person also. If you obey these people whom the book was given before you, the Christians and the Jews, if you obey some of them, or if you act upon their advice, if you lend your ears to them, بَعْدَ إِمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا, they will take you back from iman to kufr. You will again become kafir, you will again become unbelieving. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ يَرُدُّوكُمْ بَعْدَ إِمَانِكُمْ كَافِرِينَ. فَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. And how dare you commit kufr? How dare you go back from iman to kufr? وَتُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ, and the ayat of Allah and the signs of Allah are being recited unto you. وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ, and amongst you is present his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And whosoever hold fast to Allah, whosoever clings to Allah, whosoever holds fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then indeed he is guided to the right path, to the straight way. Here the first half of this surah comes to an end. You have seen, just like Suratul Baqarah, in the first half, either the direct address is to the former Muslim Ummah. Here more prominently to the Christians. In Suratul Baqarah, more evidently, more apparently to the Jews. Here to the Christians. But after that you had find that Ahlul Kitab, it includes both. So here also the address mainly has been towards the former Muslim Ummah. And now remaining 10 sections of this surah, starting from ayah number 102 till the end. Here only you will find a very brief reference to the Jews in the very end. But the rest is the address to the Muslim Ummah. And the most part of it that is occupied by a commentary on the events of the Battle of Uhud. But the first two sections are very important, especially the first three ayat. These three ayat so profound, and you can compare them to the five ayat of the 19th section of Suratul Baqarah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. With these five ayats started the second part of the former surah, that is Suratul Baqarah, where the address was directed to the Muslim Ummah. Here with three ayat, most profound, a methodology has been given to the Muslim Ummah, how to perform your duty, the duty of becoming witnesses to the whole of humanity. What should you do? How will you perform? What are the prerequisites? What are the preconditions that you must fulfill to be able to discharge that mission and that duty that has been put on your shoulders? Now first three ayat, and I have a book, you know, Ummat-e-Muslimah ka laya-e-amal, Quran-e-Hakim ki in teen ayat ki roshni mein. This is an Urdu, a full book on this subject based on these only three ayat. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. او يو هو بليف هاف تقوى اوف الله از ماتش از يو شود هاف. This is the strongest ayah in the Quran about taqwa. اتقوا الله حق تقاته. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were very thoughtful about it. How can a person have the taqwa as much as he should have? As much as is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they were perturbed. So when they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the ayah in Surah At-Taghabun was revealed. And on that the Sahaba, then they were satisfied. They were set to rest. And that ayah is, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Have taqwa of Allah as much as you can. So one can go and try as much as is in his capacity. But here the wordings are the most strong, strongest wordings. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And see to it that you don't die except as Muslims. And what is a Muslim? Muslim is a person who has submitted himself, who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean? If you decide I won't die but as a Muslim, what does it mean? You will never commit any sin. Because sin actually, what is sin? You are breaking the law of Allah. And maybe that the cruel hands of death pounce upon you at that very moment. If death comes to you at that very moment, you are not dying the death of an obedient person. You have taken liquor. You have committed haram. And at that very moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts death to you. What will happen? Is your death the death of a Muslim? No, this is the death of a sinner. This is a death who is breaking Allah's law, who is in revolt against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has challenged the divine law. So actually this is most profound ayah. And what does it show? If you want to discharge your duties as Muslim ummah, first of all you must be practicing Muslim yourself. You must be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yourself. You must be following the injunctions of the Sharia yourself. You must have the maximum taqwa of Allah in your heart yourself. If you don't fulfill these conditions and you start calling people to the deen of Allah, you are putting the cart before the horse. You must put the horse before the cart, not the cart before the horse. And that is, first of all, you have taqwa yourself. Individuals should be prepared first. Individual characters should be built first. And then actually, then as if you want to build a very strong wall, a very strong rampart, what do you do? The bricks must be strong. Every brick should be very strong, and then you join together, and the mortar, the cement substance should also be very strong, but first of all the bricks must be strong. So actually this ummah is composed of bricks. Every Muslim is a brick of this ummah. So this brick should be strong, and that strength, and that is of taqwa and practicing Islam. So this is item number one of the agenda of the Muslim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Now the second level. Now join these bricks together and you hold fast to the rope of Allah, to the cable of Allah, to the cord of Allah, all of you together. ولا تفرقوا, and don't be disunited. Now these bricks should be joined together. And the cement substance should be very strong, so that the wall is strong, the rampart is strong. Waskuru ni'matallahi alaykum. And just remember and recall Allah's blessing upon you. Is kuntum a'daan, when you were enemies to each other. Fa'allafa baina qulubikum. Allah united your hearts. Fa'asbahtum bi ni'matihi ikhwana. And you became, due to His blessings, due to His grace, you became brothers. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَفَىٰ حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ. And you were at the very brink of a pit of fire. فَانْقَذَكُمْ مِّنْهَا. You were going to fall in that pit of fire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from that. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ. In this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes His ayat clear for you, so that you are guided, so that you can get the guidance. Now, recall, first step was building of strong character of Muslims based on taqwa and practice of Islam. Second, to join them together, to cement them together, to forge them together into one party, into one ummah, into one group. Now what that ummah do? That is the third item on agenda. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّتُنْ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Now out of you should come and should grow an ummah. This is the word that I use. Now you have become an ummah. You have become a party, Hizbullah. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That unity, that discipline party. Now what that party should do? وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّتُنْ. They should grow up from amongst you an ummah. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Here again three. Now in the last third ayah, you have three items. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Call to whatever is good. Call to the khair. And the biggest khair in this world is this Qur'an. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This is the biggest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So دَعْوَى إِلَى الْقُرْآنِ. Call people toward Qur'an. To understand Qur'an, to read Qur'an, to follow Qur'an, to act upon Qur'an. So first of all, يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Now the general term. And enjoining on others whatever is good. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And forbidding them from whatever is munkar, whatever is evil, whatever is bad. These three items for the ummah. No fourth. You don't require any fourth. For any Islamic revolutionary party, you need not have any fourth program with you. First of all, number one, building of individual characters based on taqwa and practice of Islam and practice of Sharia. Number two, disciplined party, disciplined group. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Number three, what this party will do? Three jobs. دَعْوَةِ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. And I understand from that, دَعْوَةِ إِلَى الْقُرْآنِ. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Hold fast to the rope of Allah. What is the rope of Allah? The Prophet said it is Quran. Al-Quran وَحَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينِ. This is the strong rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Quran وَحَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَمْدُودِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. This is a hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This Quran is the rope of Allah which stretches from the earth to the sky. This is the rope of Allah. So actually unity also you can forge through Quran. Because it gives you harmony in your thinking, in your ideas. And when the ideas are one, then you will become really united. Now this united party, what will it do? Three things. Dawat ila al-khair, towards the same Quran. Number two, yamuruna bil ma'roof. Enjoining, bidding whatever is good. And yanhauna lil munkar, and then forbidding from whatever is bad. Wa ulaika humul muflihun. And only such people will be growing, will be prosperous, will be successful in the hereafter. Who fulfill this three-item agenda, and let me add here from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last item mentioned here in the third ayah, it has again divisible into three. The figure three is being repeated here. Three ayat, in the third ayah, three items. The last item, nahi anil munkar, it has three stages according to the hadith. It is from an Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an. And it has been included by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, in his Sahih. Man ra'a minkum munkaran fal yughayyirhu bi yadihi. Fa'ilam yastati'a fa'bi lisanihi. Fa'ilam yastati'a fa'bi qalbihi wa zalika aghful iman. Whosoever amongst you sees something which is munkar, which is haram, which is not permissible in the Sharia of Islam, it is your duty to change it, to stop it, to curb it with force, with your hands. And if you can't do it, if you don't have the power or authority or strength or courage to do it, then with the tongue at least. Say to people, don't do it, it is haram, it is not permissible. And even if it is not possible for you, then from heart you must hate it. And this is the weakest position of iman. So three and again three. This should be the total agenda of any Islamic party. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاهُوا الْبَيِّنَاتِ. And don't become like those who were disunited. And they differed among themselves. After clear signs had come to them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them is a very big torment. This is the example of the former Muslim Ummah. They had also been given the clear signs. They had been given the Sharia. They had been given the Book of Allah. But then what happened? They divided among themselves. So many groups. سو ڈونٹ بی لائک دم. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از سیئنگ یوم تبیض وجوہ و تسود وجوہ, آن دیٹ ڈے آن وچ سم آف دی فیسز ول بی وائٹنڈ اینڈ برائٹنڈ اینڈ سم آف دی فیسز ول بی بلیکنڈ. فاما الذین اسودت وجوہہم, پیپل ہوز فیسز ول بی بلیکنڈ, اکفرتم بعد ایمانکم, دے ول بی دی پیپل ہو کمیٹڈ کفر آفٹر ایمان. اٹ ول بی سیڈ ٹو دیم, ڈیڈ یو ریورٹ ٹو کفر آفٹر ایکسپٹنگ اسلام اینڈ ایمان, فذوقوا العذاب بما کنتم تکفرون, ناؤ ٹیسٹ دس عذاب, دس پنشمنٹ, دس ٹارمنٹ, بیکاز آف وٹ یو ہیڈ بین ڈوئنگ اینڈ دی کفر دیٹ یو کمیٹڈ. واما الذین ابیضت وجوہہم اینڈ دوز ہوز فیسز ول بی برائٹنڈ, ففی رحمت اللہ, دے ول بی ان دی مرسی آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, ہم فی خالدون, اینڈ دے ول ڈویل ان دیٹ مرسی فار ایور. تلک آیات اللہ نتلوہا علیک بالحق, دیز آر دی آیات آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی وچ وی آر ریسائٹنگ ان ٹو یو او محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, بالحق, ود ٹروتھ, ود اے پرپز. وما اللہ یرید ظلما للعالمین, اینڈ اللہ ڈزنٹ انٹینڈ ظلم, انٹینڈ انجسٹس towards all the worlds. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and to Allah belongs everything that is in the heavens and that is in the earth. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ, and all the matters will finally be returned towards Him, that is for the final judgment. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, O Muslims, now you have become the best ummah that has been created, that has been raised for the people, for the humanity at large. This ayah, we can say, is the replica of the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. كَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. This is how we have made you the best ummah, the middle ummah, so that you become witnesses unto the whole of humanity. And the Prophet and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes witness over you. Now that was the purpose of the founding of this ummah. Whenever you found a party, first of all you fix the aims and objects. What are the aims and objects of the party? If you are founding a society, what for? You have to put down in black and white, these are the aims and objects. What for this big society, this big ummah, ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why has it been founded? What were the aims and objects? وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And in other words, the same thing. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ, now you have become the best ummah. You are qualified. You have qualified for this position of the best ummah that has been created, that has been raised for the mankind, whole of mankind. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, what does it mean? Other people live for themselves, for their nations, for their countries. You have to live for the whole of mankind, for the benefit of the whole of mankind, to convey the message of Allah to the whole of mankind, to save the whole of the mankind from the fire of hell in the hereafter. That is the mission for which you have to live. You have to live for others. Other people live for themselves, for their own benefits, for their own welfare. But you have to work, you have to live, and you have to die for the sake of the whole of the humanity, to save them from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. The same thing. You have to enjoin whatever is good, whatever is correct. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you have to forbid from whatever is wrong, whatever is unjust. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and keep faith in Allah. Have tawakkul on Allah. Have confidence on Him. And you have faith in Him. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, and if the people of the book had also believed, it was much better for them. They would have saved themselves on the day of judgment. مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, there are some among them who have the iman. They embraced Islam also. There are in them maybe potentially mu'mins who could have accepted and embraced Islam afterwards. مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, but the majority of them, they are of the rebellious nature. They are the transgressors. لَنْ يَضُرُّوكُمْ إِلَّا أَذًى. O Muslim, don't fear them. They won't be able to harm you except some timely, temporary and trifly hurt. وَنْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ, and if they dare to go to war against you, to come in the battlefield against you, they show you their backs. They will turn their backs and run away. ثُمَّ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ, and then they will not be helped from any quarter. ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ. Now this is the same ayah which we have read in Surah Al-Baqarah. ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ. ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. It appeared there in the end of the seventh section. With a little difference, this ayah and the essence and the subject of matter of this ayah has been repeated here. ضربت عليهم الذلة. On them humiliation has been struck. Humiliation has been heaped. أينما سقفوا. Wherever they will be found. إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Now here we have an exception. Except when they are in the bondage of some covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe they revert to the covenant, then you know they will become an exception. Or they are in the bondage of a covenant or treaty with other people. This is the condition today. They are living under the protection of the Christians. They themselves are nothing. They can't survive. But except for the help that they are getting from the whole of the Christian world. Now the fact of the matter is that they are actually overriding the Christian world. But this is a very temporary phenomenon. Soon the tables are going to be turned. But presently they are controlling the policies of the Christian world. So to say, they have conquered the Christian world. First of all, they used the WASP, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. They were their tools. They were using them. But now they have conquered even the Catholic world because the Pope had absolved them from the charge of crucifying Jesus. By a decree, the Pope has said that they are not responsible. The Jews of today, they are not to blame. Now the Vatican has recognized Israel and there is going to be a diplomatic mission from Vatican to Jerusalem for Israel. So these events are casting their shadows, and the things that have been prophesied by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are now coming very soon. Anyhow, the present condition is that they are under the patronage and protection of the Christian world. إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَبَاؤُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And they incurred the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةُ. And weakness has been, and humiliation has been heaped upon them. ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. This is because they have been denying and belying the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. And they have been killing and murdering even the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any reason, without any fault of theirs. ذَلَكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. And to this end they have reached. Why? Because they had been breaking and transgressing the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they had been crossing the limits of Sharia. لَيْسُوا سَوَاءَ. Again the same ayah. All of them are not equal. لَيْسُوا سَوَاءَ. All of them are not equal, not similar. مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. Among these people of the book, there are some individuals who are upright and who recite during the nights the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they pass their nights in prostrations. So there were individuals, a few individuals, but they were there. Just as in the Muslim Ummah, there are individuals who are very pious. خال خال اس قوم میں اب تک نظر آتے ہیں وہ کرتے ہیں اشکِ سحرگاہی سے جو ظالم وضو. There are very pious individuals. What is the condition of the maximum number, maximum majority of the Ummah? So the whole Ummah will be regarded on the basis of that majority. That is the position here, and that was the position 1400 years ago of the Jews. لَيْسُوا سَوَاءَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And they believe in Allah and also the last day. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And they enjoin whatever is good. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. And they forbid whatever is bad. وَيُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. And they compete with each other and vie with each other in piety and in acts of virtue. وَأُولَٰئِكَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And definitely they are from among the pious people. وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوهُ. And whatever good they will commit, whatever good deeds they will earn, they will not be deprived of their reward. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah very well knows these people. who are really God fearing, who are really pious. In the الَّذِينَ kafaru وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. On the contrary, those who have adopted kufr, who have committed kufr, who have chosen to remain kafir, their wealth and properties and their progeny, their children, will not be able to save them from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And they are the people of fire, and they will remain and dwell in that fire forever. مَثَلُ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The likeliness of that which they are spending in life of this world, كَمَثَلِ رِيْهٍ فِيهَا سِرٌّ. It is like a very whirlwind in which there is intense cold. أَصَابَتْ حَرْثَ قَوْمٍ. And that wind fell on the farm, on the tillage of a nation, زَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, who had wronged themselves, فَأَهْلَكَتْهُ. And they destroyed the whole of the tillage, the whole of the crop. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَكِنْ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not wronged these people, but they have been doing wrong to themselves. Now this infaq, which is mentioned here about those people who were not believing in Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this can be of two types. Every person does some act of charity, howsoever bad he might be, but he, for the contentment of his own conscience, he does something. But these things are not acceptable in the eyes of Allah unless a person has real iman and he is sincere in committing and in doing that act of charity. So this is like one man might be hoping that I have some good deeds with me, but on the day of judgment he finds he has nothing, just as a storm comes and a crop is burnt away. Number two, they were spending their money, lots of their money, for obstructing the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a reference actually to their spending of money, because the mu'mineen, they were spending for the cause of Allah. And these kuffar, they were spending for the cause of kufr, for their own ideals. So actually this simile is meant for them. These are two possibilities. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ. O you who believe, don't take intimate friends for yourself, except from your own self. You should have them from the among the Muslims. لَا يَعْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا. They don't spare any pains for you. They are always striving to give you pains and injuries. They are always against you. وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Whatever hurts you, they like it. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their enmity has become evident from their own mouths. Whatever they have been speaking, whatever they have been saying, from that it is evident that there is enmity in their hearts. وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورَهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. And the amount of enmity that their hearts are hiding, that is much more great. Only a tip of the iceberg. Whatever is apparent and evident from what they say, it is the tip of the iceberg. The real iceberg is in their hearts. They have the big and great enmity for you, O Muslim. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. We have made our ayat, our guidance clear for you, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, if only you can understand. خَانْتُمُ لَا تُحِبُّونَهُ. You are those who love them. وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ. But they don't love you. Muslims were of good nature. They thought about, these are human beings. We must be good to all humans. How antum haula tuhibbunhum? You love them. Wala yuhibbunakum? They don't love you. Wa tu'minuna bil kitabi kullihi? And you have faith in all the book. All the book? Torah, Injil, and Quran. You believe in all the books. Wa idha laqukum qalu amanna. When they meet you, they say, we also believe. Wa idha khalau, and when they are in privacy, awdu alaykum al adamila min al ghais. They bite at their tips of the fingers from rage over you. قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْذِكُمْ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you perish with your own rage. You burn with your own fire of rage and enmity. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very well knows what is there in the hearts of the people, what is there in the chests of the people. إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُوهُمْ. If some good thing comes to you, something with which you are happy, it is bad for them. It vexes them. وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ. If there is some trouble for you, some painful thing happens for you, يَفْرَهُ بِهَا. They are very happy, they rejoice. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. But even then, If you show patience, if you have taqwa, two things. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, the same thing here. In tasbiru, if you have perseverance and patience, and if you have real taqwa, لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا, their conspiracies, their plannings, their plotting, everything will go in vain. They will not be able to do you any permanent harm. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ, Allah Ta'ala is encircling, has encircled whatever they are doing. They cannot go beyond that circle. They cannot go beyond the will of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.